Hello.
This is Trey with customer service, returning your call back.
Yes, hi. I called. So the thing about it is, I called last month because I'm looking at my statement on a card, and you guys have taken a fee out that was unauthorized, and you returned the money last month, but then I still see the same thing has been taken out this month. My thing was last month, I don't know if I talked to you or another representative, but they canceled my order completely. Everything was canceled on this situation. But lo and behold, on the 22nd of December, you guys removed I don't even know what this is. Living Style Advanced. I don't even know what that is, but it's been charged again.
Okay.
So I don't understand how my order can be how you disabled me, but I'm still being charged.
What's your zip code?
85323. Well, wait a minute. It could be because I caught last month on the 28th. So, okay, that might explain it. You guys billed me on the 22nd.
Oh, that's
So
what it is.
that's
So
probably
you
what
didn't
it is.
cancel till after you were billed.
Well, yeah, well, again, you canceled me, but now you're gonna have to remove that 4989 fee
So
again.
you have a charge after you were canceled?
Yes.
Okay. What's your phone number?
917-273-3727.
Miss Cheryl,
Yes. And see what we did, we canceled on the 28th, December 28th. You canceled the or you canceled it, but on the 22nd they had billed me for it already, which I just if I would have known it, I would have told you to look at the the month's billing for this month, but I didn't know it. So now
So what
we
bill are
need.
you speaking about, ma'am?
Okay, no, I'm saying that there was a charge on the 22nd. We didn't cancel the order or whatever this is. I don't even know what it is. But we didn't cancel it until the 28th. That was for last month. So basically, I was being charged that was for November. I had been charged for December and we didn't know it. So we canceled it for November, but December, I got the bill for December and it shows up being charged again. You understand?
All I'm seeing is a December charge that was refunded fully.
Huh?
I see a December the 22nd charge that was fully refunded. I can't do
Wait a
anything
minute.
about that November charge.
Wait a minute. No. I'm looking at December. So, okay, so you're saying, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I'm reading this wrong. And on the 22nd of December, there was a charge. On the 28th of December, we canceled it. Oh, so you're saying that's the same thing?
I'm saying that charge of December 22nd was fully refunded.
The 22nd was fully, okay, refunded, and whatever this is has been canceled, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so I'm looking, I'm just seeing it twice on this statement.
So maybe you're seeing when it was charged and you're seeing when it was refunded.
Oh, okay. Maybe that. Okay, but well, what I'm saying is, would I see it because the last statement had, hold on, last statement had the same charge. You understand? That, and that's what I called about. And that was the, let me get it. It's right here.
You had a charge on November 22nd as well. We can't do anything about that November charge. We fully refunded you on that $49.89 for the December charge.
Okay, but wait a minute. You're saying, so there was a November, hold on, here it is. Okay, so basically, okay. Total, okay, total fee for this period. Okay, so I called you for, let me see, on the 22nd of November, I'm sorry. Yeah, November, that's when I made the phone call. I made the phone call. It said fee, annual charge through total fee for this period, 49. Right, and in fact, I called you, and you canceled it at that time. What I'm saying is, when I'm working on the statements, I was looking at November statement when I made the phone call. You canceled it at that time, and that was.
Ma'am, you didn't call and cancel till December 28th. You called and canceled on December 28th. Okay, when you called and canceled on 12/28, you were transferred to a supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
You transferred to a supervisor. You claimed fraud. You said it was fraud. You verified
right.
The account. Did all that. Okay.
But I'm looking again. What I'm talking about, I'm working with. It was the charge was 11/22. That's what I called. In fact, I got the order C9203. So we're taking what it is we're taking this charge off, and the gentleman that I talked to said it's going to take a month for it to reflect. So
it never takes a month to reflect. I don't know who told you that.
It takes three to five business days
for a refund process.
Yeah, no. He said for it to hit my bill, I will see it. I called about this one bill, so it was taken care of. But then I looked, and I just got December's bill, and it was charged again. That's what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying? I'm only working with the bills that I'm looking at. It was I called on and I got a reference number. It's C920306847. I called about the charge on 11/22, and you guys.
You were fully refunded for that charge, 920306847.
Right, you fixed it. But now I got December's bill, and I was charged again on 12/22, the same thing. So you fixed this one that I called about, but then. Like I said, I don't understand how could we have canceled it then.
You haven't been billed since you've been canceled. You canceled on the December 28th. You have not received another bill after December 28th.
But I just received it just came in the mail today. That's what I'm saying.
But that's an old bill. There's not anything after you canceled.
Wait a minute. Okay. Let me speak to a supervisor.
There's nothing here that's showing you have been billed after December 28th, after you canceled. You were fully refunded on December 22nd.
Okay, when I called on December 28th, it was about the November charge. No, the 11/22 charge. That's when I called because it hit my I saw the statement, and I'm looking at the statement for what the hell is this statement? It's okay. My statement closing is December 17th. That's what it says. Now this statement closing that I just received is January 17th. What I'm saying is, I got this living style advance.
So what are you asking? What is your question?
What I'm saying is we canceled it. We canceled on the 28th, we canceled the 11/22. But when we canceled it, December's was already printed up, and December 22, I got charged again, and it reflects the cancellation. It reflects the one cancellation, but again, I just received the bill today, and I see it's been charged in December, and then there's one cancellation instead of both of them being canceled. I see now when I called. It was on the 28th of December, but I was calling about the 11/22 fee, not knowing that there was a 12/22 fee getting ready to come to me because I got the bill out the mail yesterday. So I'm opening up right now, and yes, we took care of the 11/22, but it was charged again on 12/22, and then it reflected on 12/28. That's when I canceled, and the 12/28 was canceling the 11/22. You understand what I'm saying? So the 12/28 took care of the 11/22, but I had already been charged 12/22 the same fee, $49.89.
Okay, Ms. Jones, so the only solution that I have, okay, we refunded you on that December 22nd charge, okay? If you want to, anything other than on that November 22nd charge, you would have to get in touch with your bank for a refund on that charge. That's bottom line.
Sir, you refunded me on the 11/22. I didn't have the statement just came to me today.
Well,
that's what I'm telling you.
I can't refund you on that 11/22 charge.
Okay, then it just changed my card. Then I'll have to go through a fraudulent thing because again, I wrote the reference number and everything down on the 11/22. That's what I was calling you. I did not have my statement. I just received my statement. So ultimately, my statement reflects the same charge on 12/22 took effect, and the refund came on 12/28. But we were talking about, I didn't receive my December statement yet.
Okay, ma'am, I can't do anything about that refund.
Okay, is there a supervisor that I can speak to?
My supervisor won't be able to do anything about that refund. You have to get in touch with your bank, ma'am.
How about letting me speak to the supervisor, and then we'll go from there. Is there a supervisor in place?
I will get you transferred.
Thank you.
Okay, let me get you transferred in 1 second. I'm gonna get you transferred, Ms. Jones.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. I'm getting you transferred over to our supervisors.
Okay, thank you.